Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Mark Knopfler bringing us back from dire straits. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. When you get a chance, we hope you will go there. We update it every day, and we continue to update it on a regular basis. We got a bunch of new stuff coming at you, too, so look for that. And when you're at my website, please subscribe to my newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter is right there on the right, and take the poll question that's right below that. So check all that out. And also, by the way, check out my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our you know, he's actually been a member of our Brain Trust for about a year or so. In the previous segment, I incorrectly identified him as a new friend. He's a fairly new friend, but he's been with us for a while. He's the author of Hiring for Attitude. That's what we're talking about. You've heard me say many times before, you know, experience is great, skills are great, I need some of that. But attitude is something that you can't fix most of the time. Mark, is it possible to fix attitude?
Only if you want to sit them down in an inpatient unit, do therapy for about the next year,
and it's going to require drugs too, probably, right?
Exactly, and that's the thing that most managers have to come to grips with. That it's not that you're not a wonderful manager and you don't have magical powers and can't fix everything. It's that you don't have the time because you've actually got another job to do, and the likelihood that you're going to be able to fix it is slim to none. You can fix skills, you can fix training, you can do that, and you know, training, for all the training in the world, training was designed as a way of fixing skills. Training was never designed to fix attitude. So most of the tools you have at your disposal are not going to fix attitude.
One of the problems, Mark, with small business owners is that we don't have good training programs typically. So we'll hire for skill and experience. So thinking we're going to get great, you know, a highly accomplished person, and we don't always look at the attitude. And that's one of the reasons why, one of the main reasons why small business owners wind up with bad people more often than they should. But let's go back to this attitude thing. What about young people? We've got a lot of young people. There are millions of young people looking for a job right now. And interestingly, Mark, when you and I started in the marketplace, we didn't know anything. We had some education, we had a lot of energy, we had brain power, we could learn things, but we didn't know anything. Everybody had to teach us whatever we needed to know. These kids coming to the marketplace today, they've got skills. They know stuff. They can plug right in to the 21st century marketplace. But what do we do about their attitude?
One of the big issues is that we didn't know anything, and it was okay for the organization to tell us we didn't know anything. One of the things that organizations have gotten away from is actually telling folks what it is they're going to need to learn. And so one of the things we want to be looking for with the younger generation is there are attitude problems abound here, but one of the things we can do is we can still hire for attitude. Even if somebody's just coming out of school, for example, we can take every interview question we ask and we can figure out how they interacted with their professors. So tell me about a time a professor gave you an assignment you thought was impossible. Tell me about a time you had to work on a project team with your fellow students. And tell me about the most difficult person on that team. We can still ask and figure out attitude. Is it harder? Yes. Are you going to have to sort through more people? Absolutely. But the other thing you can do and need to do is when you're running these job ads, when you're running, trying to recruit for these folks, we want to stop the ads that are appealing to everybody. In fact, this is one of the big mistakes that people make when they're hiring for attitude, is you want to write job ads that say, listen.
You're talking targeting, aren't you?
Absolutely. And you want job ads and recruiting messages that actually chase away people. Say, you know, put in the job ad that, listen, if you don't like long hours, if you don't like learning new skills, if you don't like being a sponge for new knowledge, if you want to come in and be the best person right away, don't apply at this company. If you want to come in and learn new things for the next 2 years, then apply to us. And if you start to put that language...
If you want to come in and recognize that the people you're going to be working with who've already been there, you're going to be standing on their shoulders, and your future success depends on them. How about that?
Absolutely.
And people I have something I want to throw out, Mark.
Yeah.
I really think this is important. Give these young applicants the opportunity to say thank you. And if they don't hire them. Give them an opportunity to show some kind of recognition that they should respect someone who's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. If they don't hire them. If they don't say, thank you for this interview, I really would like to work for this company, or something like that, don't hire them. What do you think about that, Mark?
You know, attitude manifests itself all over the place. That's a big issue. One of our clients did this for a very particular, it was job-related, so they would leave a piece of, like, crumpled paper on the ground near a trash can, and they would see whether or not people would stoop down and pick it up.
I love that.
And little things like that, you know, the attitude manifests itself. And you can tell whether or not somebody's going to, you know, if they're, again, because it comes down to, can you live with this person? You're going to spend more time with this person than you do with your spouse.
Yep.
And you've got about 60 minutes to figure out, are you going to spend the rest of your life with this, or at least the next year, 2 years? You know, you got to make sure that you're comfortable.
Mark, I got to wrap it up. Can you give us your website, please, before we go?
It's leadershipiq.com, and you can find out about the book. There's a leadership test on there. Lots of good stuff.
All right. I like that. Hiring for Attitude, leadershipiq.com is the website. Hey, Mark, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Mark Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Hiring for Quality. Hiring for Attitude. Hiring for Attitude. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.